The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, what is good? Ladies and gentlemen, I said, you know, last Wednesday that I need to change the intro up, but I don't really know what to change it to. So one of these days, you know, you're going to hop on the Week's Peak, you know, and you're going to find a different intro. But for right now, though, that's not the move right now. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, welcome back. You know, today we got a great episode for y'all. You know, this week I was thinking about stuff, you know, and I was like, you know, who should I have featured on the podcast this Saturday? You know, I had nothing lined up, you know, and I was just thinking, like, you know, it's been a common theme around here to get people on who, you know, who are inspiring. You know what I'm saying? We had Centauro, you know, in our, what, third or so episode, I believe. I think the third episode we had him on. A few episodes back, we had Ryan Rizuki, world famous international basketball trainer, one of the best in the game. You know, and one thing that they had in common was, you know, their road to success was not easy. You know what I mean? There's always that struggle. So that's been a common theme, you know, and obviously after every episode, we try to cap things off with some life advice, you know. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to do something inspirational this Saturday, you know. And I'm like, how do I do that, you know? And I feel like we covered a lot since our first episode. Well, since our second episode, I guess, because we didn't really start doing advice until then. But I think since our second episode, man, we've covered a lot, you know. But I'm like, you know what? There's something else that needs to be covered. And that's this age, okay? I don't know. Believe it or not, age is only numbers. You feel what I'm saying? Age is only numbers. I mean, if someone asks you, you know, write out your age, you know, you're not going, you know, use... Actually, I was about to say, you're not going to use letters, but technically you could. Damn, that just contradicted myself there. All right, well, this is going great so far. But, you know, you can't let age define you, you know. So I brought the perfect guest to come on and help me explain that. So there was this 13-year-old that I found, I don't know, maybe a week or two ago. And, you know, he's one of many young rappers that I've seen. But as I looked at his music and I listened to it, he had a couple of tracks out. You know, he had an EP drop a few weeks back. But as I was looking at it, I'm like, you know, at 13 years old, he is not the only one. But like, why, you know, why start doing music this young? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as an official podcaster now, you know, as a host of a great number one show in the world, you know, I guess I got the right to reach out and ask some questions. So I reached out and he happily was down to answer the questions. So without further ado, here's an interview with an up and coming rapper, 13 years of age, Young Ike. You know, so we got up and coming 13-year-old rapper, Young Ike. So Young Ike, how's it going, sir?
Yo.
Hopefully, you know, hopefully everything's going good for you. Appreciate you for coming on. And we're just going to go ahead and get into things, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So, the first things first, for those who don't know of you, feel free just to introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And all that.
Well, I'm Young Ike. I'm a 13-year-old rapper. You know, I started taking it seriously like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Gotcha. So, you know, how did you first, you know, gain interest in this field of music?
So basically, it was like people used to like, it was like a thing in my school only, mm-hmm. where like people listened, and then, yeah, it's just people were listening. So I decided to continue.
Really? Gotcha. So you said you've been here for a couple of months, you said?
Yeah, I started, like, actually rapping, like, actually trying to gain fans, like, a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I know you just dropped the EP not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are those numbers looking?
I mean, it's like 11K in like half a month.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Is that your first this compilation of songs together, or have you done anything? I know you've dropped a couple of tracks before that, right?
It's my first compilation of
Gotcha,
songs.
gotcha. Yeah,
I
it's
just
not.
wanted to like drop a bunch of tracks for a bigger selection because I
Yeah.
only had two tracks out.
Right. And they're not bad either. Like, I listen to them. It's you got me a fan, So
Oh, thank you,
shout
thank
out
you.
to you, my
I mean,
guy.
like, I'm not really using the best quality. I feel like I got potential, so.
Right. And I mean, the thing is that too, you're 13. You still got a long ways to go. I don't know. Do you feel like you'll still be in this game, from, I don't know, 5, 10 years from now, or how do you feel on that?
Feel like it depends how it is. I mean, like, it's just gonna happen. It's gonna lead, one thing's gonna lead to another. And then it's just if that thing doesn't lead to another good thing, then can't do much.
I feel that, yeah. So, what was, you say, something going on in your school. Were you want to clarify that for me?
Nah, I was just dropping like one, two tracks, and it was
Right.
getting like 1,000 plays.
Right.
And it was just like a little thing in like my school, and some people out of my school knew it,
Gotcha.
because
Okay.
I just showed it. I showed it to some people online, stuff like that,
Right.
and then it
Gotcha.
kind of
Gotcha.
grew.
Gotcha. Okay. Got it. So what first made you what was the first song or first artist that you heard that was like, you know what, maybe, I kind of want to do this?
Well, the first artist that made me like feel like it was less unrealistic than I thought it was is Lil Tecca. When I
Gotcha.
saw the Ransom video.
Gotcha. Cool. So in you've been officially in this for a couple months now, and in that time, who has been someone, maybe a little tech, I don't know, but who's someone who just who keeps you motivated, someone that you can listen to and just say, like, it, like when you're feeling down, say like, I can really do this.
I mean, usually I just listen to like younger rappers. Like it kind of like shows me that like I don't need to be 20 years old
Got
to rap.
Right. And going on that, you're young, like why start so young, and why not, work on yourself a little and then maybe in the future make something out of it. Why start at 13?
I mean, because I got the time, really.
Right. Gotcha. So time
I don't
is
have much stuff to do, so I just decided to rap.
right. So might as well, right? You got nothing to do, might as well, start now, right? And I feel like, that's a good thing too, because, you start so young, right? And you build it more experience. By the, let's say you are in this in your I don't know in your 20s or whatever, you could say, I got all these years of experience under my belt, to start this young. But also
True.
something else that comes with that, I mean, you're obviously going to get a lot of hate, and negativity coming your way as a
Yeah,
13-year-old,
but I don't really care about that because
right?
every big rapper got hate when they started.
All facts, for sure. What's one way that you personally deal with all that negativity coming your way?
I don't really like say that I deal with it. I just look at it and I just ignore it. Like,
Right.
I don't really care
Just tune it out.
because they're the ones that are commenting on my posts. Even if I don't, I'm not even close to being a big rapper. But like, they're helping out, so.
Right. No, I feel that. They're taking the time out of their days to, comment on your stuff. So it's like at the end of the day, that just might be a W for you, but
True.
so if you could compare yourself right now, I know you mentioned, you listen to a lot of younger guys you can relate to. Is there someone right now who's a little bit bigger that maybe you see yourself in, you see your music in?
I mean, to be honest, the only like older rappers that I listen to is probably like Drake, Uzi. I don't really be listening to older rappers other than them two.
Right. Gotcha. Let me see. So, in your time, obviously again, short time in doing this officially, what has been the most difficult part for you? And how have you handled that?
Probably just the equipment that I have, like, but that's probably the only thing, because I know how to market myself and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, kind of market myself. I'm not, I don't think I have, I'm that, I'm pretty much, like, it's only been a couple months, so I'm not good at pretty much anything.
Right. I mean,
but yeah, it's probably just the equipment.
Right. What do you have right now? Is it a lot, or how are you doing that?
What do you mean?
I mean, what do you got to work with right now? You know, obviously you're not gonna have like these high tech stuff. Right?
I mean,
what do you got?
Yeah,
to work
right now I'm just using like my brother's PC and like a $30 mic, and it's working out.
Yeah, I mean, $30 mic, that, you know, that just it surprises me, to be honest with you, because I mean, I hear the quality of music, and obviously no one's gonna be perfect, you know, and but as a 13-year-old to produce music like what I've heard so far in that EP and all those other tracks, like, it's not bad. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I don't know, maybe if I'm just, I'm not that much in the game or what, but I feel like the quality doesn't represent that $30. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would be a little more higher in there, you know? But, man, you done a hell of a job so far, man. But, you know, and
thanks, man.
For sure. And, you know, I'm excited to see where you go, you know? Like, you know, you're young and you got a lot to.
I mean,
yeah, go for it.
Yeah, true.
My fault. Yeah, so, you know, you can, and you're just, there's a lot of possible paths you could take, and if you do decide to go through this, you know, if something comes out of it, you know, why not, you know, take that path? You already kind of have a foundation for yourself. But talk to me about, you know, your songwriting. You know, when you're you know, in your zone and you're writing a song, what's the process that you personally go through?
I mean, usually I just freestyle. Like, I don't freestyle, but I mean, I do. When I hear the beat, I freestyle first, kind of like get a melody, and then I write over using that melody.
Gotcha. Cool. So I feel like, you know, obviously this episode, it's kind of been themed toward, you know, being young, right, and putting yourself out there. At age 13 right now,
yeah.
Okay, what are some of what are just some of your biggest goals right now? You know, where do you want to see yourself in the future?
I mean, in the future, I just want to see myself way further than I am now.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, in the future, I have goals, but it's just like, you know,
right?
I can't really like, it's just what it's gonna. Something's gonna lead to another. That's what it's gonna be.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you can't exactly control it. You know, and I like that. I like how, you know, you're being humble. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to find that nowadays. You know. It's like someone gets, you know, even just, you know, 1,000 listens, and, you know, they lose themselves, you know what I mean? And for you to be obviously small, but I mean, your numbers, you know, they're not small numbers, you know what I mean? You're hitting 4 digits, and that's something to be proud of, you know.
Yeah, I am proud of.
For sure. Hey, you know, I appreciate you for coming on. I know it was short little interview there, but you know, I think it's good that you know, you're putting yourself out there, and I wish you the best of luck in your career, and everything coming on
Thank
for
you.
And
I appreciate it.
Of course, man. And you know, if you ever want to promote anything over here on the Week Speak, man, hit us up. You know,
go check out my SoundCloud.
For sure.
I got some tracks there.
For sure, let them know where they can find that.
You could also find me on Spotify.
Gotcha.
And Apple Music.
Gotcha. What should
and
they
on YouTube.
Gotcha. What should they search up?
Just search up the Week Speak. What's after the Week Speak? Young Ike. Yeah. It's spelled like that. There's no spaces. Just
perfect.
Run that.
All right, my man. Hey, like I said, good luck. Best of luck to you in your future. And you already know,
you.
I'll be listening, and I'll be supporting you wherever you go, my man.
Thanks, bro.
All right, brother. So there was there was a lot said in that, in the very little, you know, 11-minute interview that we did there. But You know, I had the common question, you know, why start so young? And, you know, he told me about the time and, you know, quarantine. And you know, that brings up a great point. You know, like, if you got nothing going on in your life, why not start something good? Why not start something big, you know? It's like, that's how I started this podcast. You know, I've always wanted to start a podcast for years since, I don't know, 8th grade, freshman year. And that was a few years back. And I never did, you know, and I never really put time into it. But I've always, you know, it's always been something I wanted to do. I was never like a big talker or anything like that. I just wanted to have a podcast, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, now in quarantine, I'm like, hey, you know, now might be the time to execute. You know, this was back in March. You know, things just formed its way. You know, like beginning of the year, I talked to a couple of people. I'm like, you know what? I might start a podcast this year, you know? And I didn't really know what that meant. I didn't know what that entailed. But, you know, life gave me a route and I took it with quarantine, you know, and it gave me more time to plan stuff out and to be able to do some cool stuff, you know, on the podcast. Now look where we're at, man. We're on all major podcast platforms. You know, we're getting big names out here. You know, we're interviewing a lot of great people. I'm getting in touch with a lot of great people. You know, it's like next week I'll be filming with San Francisco Giants photographer. Hopefully I'm gonna get Ricky Funes, boxing trainer, on here in one of the next coming weeks. I got guys like Ryan Rizuki, Matthew Santoro come on. I've been able to get my friends on episodes and just chill with them because I've always enjoyed having conversations. So if I enjoy it, why not put it out there for other people to enjoy it too? You know what I mean? So, you know, I took the route, you know, and sometimes you can't control that. You can't control, you know, if something will go your way or not. You know, you just got to put yourself out there and hope that it works and hope that, you know, something makes out of itself, you know, and that's exactly what Young Ike has done. You know, we heard, you know, that he did some stuff at the school and his music kind of, you know, started popping here and there. And, you know, quarantine came about, you know. What is there better to do with your time? Why not just start doing it officially? So 2 months in, and obviously it's not perfect. All right, obviously it's not perfect. However, you know, for a 13-year-old, I don't know if I'm crazy, but I don't feel like it's that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like, you know, I mean, I just, you know, he uses a $30 mic and, you know, he uses his brother's PC. Like, I don't know if you were to listen and not know anything about this kid, I don't think that you would realize that he's doing this all on a $30 mic. I really don't, you know, like the level of production, obviously, like I said, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. You know, there's no way in hell a 13-year-old is going to be 100% perfect in everything that he does in his music and his work. Obviously not. Just like me, I'm not going to have this perfect podcast. There's always going to be flaws with it, you know what I mean? But just looking at, you know, the stuff that he's had, I just feel like, I mean, it's pretty good quality, if you ask me, you know? He just released a track just yesterday, actually, called Magic. And, you know, it was decent, you know? It was good, but That leads me to the second thing that I want to say about this is, if you're going to put yourself out there and do something new, do something that is maybe not usually done, maybe, or, you know, because as a 13-year-old, ain't nobody telling you to go out and start rapping, you know what I'm saying? But with that, with putting yourself out there, with doing all that necessary steps, it's going to bring hate. It's going to bring hate. You know, like right now, I'm looking at his the first song on his latest EP, okay, which is sort of like a like an album, but more smaller, right? And you know, there's stuff on here. You know, they hated on his voice. You know, beat's kind of bad. You know, and Let me see. What else we got here? What else? This song is trash. This song is crap. You know, like, you got all this hate. You know, get rid of the autotune, this and that. But at the end of the day, if you're getting hate, you're doing something right. Let's be real here. If people are taking the time out of their days to hate on something that you're doing, then you know you're doing something right. You know, and you know that you're in the right direction. Because trust me, starting this podcast has not been easy. And there's been a lot of hate. There's been a lot of negativity coming my way. People saying, oh, you know, this thing, this is trash and this and that. And it's like, I mean, okay. But if you're calling my thing trash, it means that you've listened to at least one of my episodes. And if you listened to one of my episodes and you gave me a view, which translates to giving me money, then keep hating. Go for it. Listen to every episode. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Because at the end of the day, I'm only going to be racking up more money than you. You know what I mean? So that's another thing, man. You know, you're going to go out in life and you're going to do things and it's going to come with a lot of hate. People are not going to like you. People are not going to like what you're doing because they're not as successful as you. You know, like, people come at me saying, oh, you know, this is not good. The quality is not good. Your intro is trash, this and that. But at the same time, it's like, that's why I'm more successful than you. You know, that's why I'm able to establish something like this. That's why I'm able to have, you know, more people support me and have my back rather than, you know, go all out on me saying, you know, what's wrong and what, and all this. Like, it baffles my mind. You know what I mean? But, you know, the road is not going to be easy. You know, you're not going to get all this high tech stuff for whatever you want to do. If you want to do music, if you want to make a podcast, you want to make a business, whatever, you're not going to have the best things to make it pop, to make it, you know, best quality. My man's still on a $30 mic. I'm using it like a $20-something mic, you know? But eventually, over time, you know, things will get better. If you enjoy what you do, the views, the money, the you know, everything that you want will come with it as long as you enjoy whatever you're doing, you know? But at the end of the day, it's like, you can only control what you can control, you know? You can't control all these people coming at you with all this hate, with all this negativity, you know? You gotta let them go, you know? Let them, you know, have their say. Because like I said, at the end of the day, if they have time to hate, that means they listen to your stuff. That they put their time into looking at something that you have done, something you have created. So at the end of the day, I mean, that's a win for you, you know? So, but, you know, like Young Ike said, just don't pay attention to it. You know, there's going to be hate. There's going to be people that disrespect the grind that you're on. But at the end of the day, you know, what does that matter? You know, that's not affecting nobody but themselves, you know? So, anyways, you know, that's today's Tronchi's Pretty Life Advice. You already know what it is, man. I had a good time getting to know him. And I'm happy to know that, you know, we're homies now, and I'm going to be keeping up with his journey, and I hopefully y'all are too. If you want to listen to Young Ike, feel free to go on SoundCloud, YouTube. I know he's on many different platforms. I'll put that link in the description, wherever you're listening to this. Or just go to your, wherever you listen to your music, and search up Young Ike, YOUNGIKE. And check out his stuff. So with all that being said, make sure you're going and following us on our Instagram at The Week's Peak. If you're watching on YouTube, The Week's Peak, make sure to subscribe, make sure to comment, like, all that. Wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening, man, Anchor, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, wherever else we are, make sure to follow us and rate us if possible. All that helps us, and yeah, if you have any ideas who else you want to hear on this podcast as well, let us know at one of those socials. So that being said, this has been The Week's Peak. We overcame this peak. We will see you at the next one. Until then, same time, same place. I don't even know how to do my own outro. Great. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, Adios.